The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report comes in part from Bristol Bay Brailer, offering brailers, slush bags, and custom fabric projects. More information at 907-469-0782 or online at bristolbaybrailer.com.
A second set of genetic stock compositions are in. Port Moeller had a weak catch today, and you're closing in on that 2 billionth salmon harvested in the commercial fisheries history. This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report for June 28th. I'm Dave Benninger. Tokyo Rose Molly Dishner will be back in the driver's seat tomorrow. She's busy writing for the Bristol Bay Times and putting away some of her own fish. Tonight, it's the Yalta Conference edition of the show as the Big Three all sit down to join. Paul Solomon is guarding against a potential big push. Travis Ellison has jumpers in the river. And Tim Sands offers an update on the west side that's plugging right along.
We're 6 days ahead for both the Nushagak and the Wood. And I figured we should be somewhat aggressive on fishing because this flat, calm weather won't last. And who knows what else can happen with a huge forecast day-wide.
Also tonight, Bob King joins from Juneau with a reminder about a pretty big milestone coming this year.
It'll happen in the middle of some furious fishing period, and no one will know, but I think every fisherman should take credit for catching that two billion fish.
Plus, especially you crew and cannery folk, take note, the state of Alaska can help you get paid correctly, provided you get your terms in writing. That and more coming up tonight. Reminder to get in touch with us. Call us here at the station at 907-842-5281 or send emails to Dave, Molly, or Fish at kdlg.org. We'd like to know what's happening out there. And for those friends and loved ones back yonder, send us your letters from home the same way, and we'll share them here over the air on this program. Here's the summary of the run through midnight Monday. Correctly tonight. Ouch. Ugashik District catch was 82,000 sockeye, season total 204,000. Ugashik River escapement was 13,000 Monday, total 18,000, in-river estimate 30,000. In the Igigik District, catch was 139,000 Monday, season total 624,000. Igigik River escapement was 16,000, total 278,000. Naknek-Quijack District, still no fish after no effort, 22,000 on the season. Quijack River counted 2,100 reds past the tower, season total 12,500. Naknek River counted 3,000, season total 60,000. Nushagak District catch Monday was 251,000 sockeye, season total 960,000. Nushagak River escapement was 9,500 sockeye, season total 192,000. Nushagak Kings, 2,800 yesterday, passed the sonar. Season total now 90,000, just 5,000 away from the goal. Wood River Reds, 29,000 through 6 a.m., season total 225,000. Igushik River escapement was 1,900, total through 6 a.m., 12,000. That's catch and escapement from Bristol Bay. Here's your registrations. Igigik District, 398 permits on 313 vessels, climbing by 10 in 48 hours. Ugashik, 232 permits on 179 vessels, climbing by 5 in 48. Naknek-Quijack, 312 permits on 268 vessels, climbing by 6 in 48. Nushagak, 521 permits on 398 vessels. Togiak, 30 on 30. Total permits currently registered to fish, 1,493, climbing to 1,515 in 48 hours. The Port Moeller test fishery posted weaker catches pretty much across the transect today. Mean daily catch index was 19, down from 46 Monday, down from 66 Sunday. Station 2, 0 fish. Station 4, 2 and 6, total of 8. Station 6, 1 and 3, total of 4. Station 8, 11 and 8, 19 total. Station 10, 13 and 0, 13 total. and out at station 12, 2-1, 3 total. That's 29 in the 4.5-inch mesh and 18 in the 5 1/8. The salmon stock composition summary from the June 23rd catch was released today. The researchers cautioned that only 160 fish were used, and the sample set goal is 190, quote, resulting in reduced accuracy and precision that should be taken into account when interpreting these estimates. Again, June 23rd catch, here's the breakdown of the genetic composition in descending order. Igigik, 31%. Ugashik, 25%. Wood, 21%. Kwijak, 5.8%. Nushagak, 5.4%. North Peninsula, 4.8%. Alagnak, 2.2%. Naknek, 1.7%. Kuskokwim, 1.6%, and fractions of a percent to the Togiak and Agushik rivers. The percentage of Naknek Kwijak fish seems considerably smaller than catches from the same day last year. The Ugashik percentage is considerably higher than the same date last year. Tissue samples from the June 25th and 26th catches, the biggest index thus far in 2016, are en route to Anchorage today, and another composition estimate could be released by tomorrow afternoon. One last piece of numerical data for you tonight, this from Area M. Sockeye catch there yesterday, 192,000, and activity is finally picking up in the North Peninsula fisheries. Port Moeller to Outer Port Hyden have now put away 325,000 sockeye on the year after a couple of big days. Area M total now 1.6 million sockeye catch. But we've been keeping an eye on the pinks, which have shown up earlier and in bigger numbers than was expected by a wide margin. Pink catches in Area M yesterday, 431,000. Season total now 2.4 million. Why would Bristol Bay care about that? Well, it's all about processor capacity. That's why. And that's the data for tonight. Back in a moment.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible in part by Naknek Family Fisheries, 246-FISH, or on the web at naknekfish.com.
This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. I'm Dave Benninger. Paul Solomon is the area manager for the Igigik and Ugashik districts, both of which were favored in the June 23 stock composition estimates. Solomon is also hearing of jumpers in both districts from the fishermen. Tonight he's putting the drifters out for 4 hours, and tomorrow morning the set netters for 8.
Well, I'm kind of adjusting Igigik for a potential tide switch tomorrow, but I don't want to skip a tide in the process, and I'm still kind of guarding a little bit with some gear on both tides. So I split the gear groups apart, with the set net folks going in the water tomorrow morning, and the drifters covering tonight's evening tide. And they've been on the evening tide. I also have a little bit of an allocation imbalance that I'm trying to rectify before we get into the middle of the season. But if the fish decide to push tonight and into tomorrow, I'll have something in the water to take bites out of, and I'll still take some escapement, which is kind of a good thing right now.
That was Solomon reflecting on the Igigik district. He also called attention to the smaller size of the sample yet used for the genetic composition. But based on average travel times, he suspects both districts ought to see those fish shortly. Further south, things are looking good also.
In Ugashik, we have good escapement already, and there's a little something in the river, and based on our set net catches from those 3 set net only openings, there's fish moving up in there. And based on the genetic sample and the rough timing, there should be some gash fish around. They typically are right around now. So I want to try to let some of them through and kill some of them at the same time.
The escapement goal range for the Igigik River is 800,000 to 2 million sockeye. The range for the Ugashik River is 500,000 to 1.4 million. Moving north, the Naknek Kwijak rivers are oh so quiet, 2015 quiet. And in lieu of speaking with area management biologist Travis Ellison today, I was going to flip a coin and insert here either Tom Petty's Waiting is the Hardest Part or my personal favorite, some Engelbert Humperdinck. Then Ellison called a little past 5 p.m. with an update.
Well, it's been really quiet up until this afternoon. We finally got some reports of some pretty big jumper shows out south of the Quijack line and even as far up as the Quijack Y. I've got one boat, test boat, out right now trying to assess to see if that's actually a big volume of fish or just a little jumper show. But I've got multiple reports, so it sounds pretty promising that there's at least some fish out there. The next question is whether or not they're going to make their way into the rivers or when. They obviously will eventually.
Ellison says he has test boats out, counters on the tower, and people sitting tight at the mouth of the Naknek calling in reports of jumpers. The goal is to get some escapement in the rivers, which this hot, calm weather does not seem to be helping. Then he'll turn the fleet loose. He says a tide or two of some good numbers up the river is what he's waiting for, and he's putting out a daily update for the eager fleet, now set at 3 p.m.
Once we do see what we want to see to open the fishery, with escapement being obviously the most important piece of the puzzle there, I'll make an announcement and I'll give everybody a high tide to get off the mud and get out there. And one of the reasons we switched from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock is because the tides are switching. I had quite a few questions about whether or not I'd announce 2 hours out and stick people in the mud, and I'm not going to do that.
Every moment's a day. Every day seems a lifetime. Let me show you the way to a joy beyond compare. I can wait a moment more. Tell me quando, quando, quando.
Could not resist. Well, the most boats are fishing in, and the most catch has been coming from the Nooshigak district. So far, it's nothing great, but it is proving for many to be a decent place to start. I spoke with Westside Area Management Biologist Tim Sands earlier about these rolling openers for both gear groups that are putting some fish away and letting some get by, all without taking too many kings.
You know, preseason, our plan was to be aggressive on the front end because we had a big forecast. And we all live in kind of fear of some kind of, whether it's a weather event or something else, that pushes a lot of fish through the district. So we're ahead on our escapements. We're 6 days ahead for both the Nooshigak and the Wood. So we're looking strong there. And I figured we should be somewhat aggressive on fishing because this flat, calm weather won't last, and who knows what else can happen with a huge forecast day-wide. So let's take some bites out of the fish at this point in the run. And even though we're kind of losing ground for the last couple days on our escapement, we're still far ahead. So the day will come when we can't control the escapement anyway. So
right
back then.
Let's come back to that in just a second. But back to escapement, remind me what your... The escapement ranges were adjusted a bit a year ago. You're closing in on 200,000 on the Nooshigak. You're closing in on 250,000 on the Wood River. Where are you aiming for on both?
Well, our key concern is the lower end. I'm not saying we're aiming for the lower end, but we want to get past the lower end, and that's 370 on the Nooshigak and 700 on the Wood. Because of the size of the forecast, we're hoping to get higher up in the escapement goal range. But my thought is that's going to take care of itself if we have the size of run we expect. If the run comes in much smaller than we expect, we should still be good.
Seems like there's a few days left to figure that out, and I think everybody's going to be watching Port Moeller pretty close. And there's some new genetics out today. What do you see that gives you some insight here? What do you like?
I like the Nooshigak River and the Wood River components. over 26% right there. Between those two, it was really small in the first shot of genetics. This just gives me a little more confidence in fish coming and hopefully showing up next day or two to our rivers, and makes me a little more optimistic on fishing the way we're fishing.
You've got 521 permits registered in the district as of earlier today. That's a lot of net in the water. That's a lot of boats over here that I don't think are normally here. I'm sure a lot of them are going to head over to Naknek Kwejek when that finally pops. Any concern about the size of the fleet out there?
No, you know what it equates to for us is slow catches. You know, everybody will call and say, oh, we're not catching anything. It's really slow out here. But the aggregate catch is still, I mean, obviously 255,000 isn't a big catch for us in the peak of the season, but it's a good early catch. But it means the pie is being cut in much smaller pieces. That's why it seems slow to folks, I think. But, you know, last year, you were right, we had a kind of a mass exodus over here, and by the 9th or so of July, we only had 180 boats left, and that reduced our stopping power, which is, again, one of the reasons why we're trying to take a little bit more harvest on the front end. My biggest thing I'm wondering about is the Agushik River. Based on the harvest over at Agushik Beach and my previous experience, I expect there to be a lot of fish in the Agushik River. Unfortunately, they can hold in that river. There's a big lagoon in the river below the lake where they might hold, and we haven't seen them going by the tower in numbers that we expect. I'm trying to get over there today and fly, but I'm really expecting there to be a really big uptick in Agushik escapement. I feel like there's already over 100,000 fish up that river, and we just haven't seen them go past the tower yet.
But the fishermen have had a pretty good start to their season there, right? They've had a lot of
they are so far ahead of anything we've ever seen over there that it's amazing.
We haven't asked you about allocation yet. How is that going so far between the set and the drifters?
We're a little bit out of whack on allocation right now. And it's one of those things that I feel like we invariably make up. Part of it is, like I said, the tremendous catch over at Agushik, because they're way ahead on their allocation. And the numbers that went out in the run somewhere, I misentered something in the computer, so we got a little bit of a glitch there. But overall, we're still out of whack on the allocation, and that's why we're having this drift fishing this afternoon with the set nets closed to try and help kind of balance that out a little bit.
Tim Sands is the area management biologist for the west side of Bristol Bay in the Nooshiegatik District and Togiak. Tim, thanks for the update. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Support comes from Crowley, fueling Alaska for more than 60 years. Crowley supports local fisheries onshore and off with a full range of commercial marine fuel products and Bristol Bay floater fueling services. More information at crowleyfuels.com.
Our friend Bob King, the fishtorian now, former KDLG news director, quietly crunched the bay's historical numbers over the past few years. This past fall, he published a piece laying claim that this summer, Bristol Bay's 2 billionth commercial salmon will be landed, and each day you're getting a little closer to that fish. I called Bob King down in Juneau today to see just how close. Bob, after many years away from KDLG, we've had you on all number of times this year. Welcome back.
It is good to be back, especially this time of year, because I know the run's just gearing up right now, and it's I know there's a lot of fun. I hope to get out to the bay actually a little bit later on this summer, but I keep watching the numbers and listening to the fish report.
Remind us why there's a certain catch that you're waiting to see happen this year and what that'll mean for Bristol Bay. What's the milestone?
Well, you know, Bristol Bay has just a tremendous history. It's been 133 years this fishery's taken place. And over the years, runs have averaged, or catches have averaged about 15 million or so. Of course, they've been a lot better in the past few decades. But over the years, you know, the catch is added up. And no one really had done that until I started, putting together some of the spreadsheets. And, and keeping track and realized that, we had topped a billion fish not long ago, with the total catch of 1 billion salmon. That took about the first 95 years of the fishery. And then since then, we've caught almost another 1 billion salmon. So we're coming up on the 2 billion number, which I think is just a great milestone because it says a lot about the management of the fishery, that the fishery is sustainable. It's just a tremendous resource. And I know there's a lot of, potential threats and unknowns that have people worried, but I still think it's great to just highlight the success that especially the Department of Fish and Game has had in managing this fishery over the past years. And that's taken the cooperation, too, of both fishermen and the processors to be able to sit out some of those tough years, but then harvest them, reap the reward later. So coming up on $2 billion, I think, is a real great landmark. I'm sure when it happens, and won't be long from now, it'll happen in the middle of some furious fishing period. And no one will know, but I think every fisherman should take credit for catching that two billionth fish.
Well, we do know it'll probably come fast. We're going to be over 2 million sockeye caught today, I'm sure. What number do you think? What do our catches need to get to, by your math, for us to hit that milestone? And I'll bet you that's going to happen in just a blink of an eye this weekend or next.
Yeah, I think so too. The number I'm looking for is just over 10 million. When the catch, tops 10 million, and the exact number is 10,032,839 salmon. If anybody can fine tune it that closely, but when we hit that fish, that'll be the 2 billion. And I know it's not going to stop there. If the forecast of 30 million proves out, we're going to be up at, well over, 2 billion before anybody knows.
Let's leave it there. Bob King, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks for crunching those numbers and for the update. And we'll be watching the catch, and we'll remind everybody again when we hit this 2 billion fish milestone. Bob King, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And sometime in the next week, if Bob's numbers are to be believed, one of you out there will catch that 2 billionth fish. If you'd like to lay claim, here's what you can do. Pull out your iPhone anytime this week. Turn on the voice record app and tell us who you are, where you're at, and that you just caught Bristol Bay's 2 billionth fish. When you get back to a 3G spot, send that as an email to Dave, Molly, or Fish at kdlg.org. Well, finally, before we go tonight, one more story to report. There are still lots of local job openings in Bristol Bay's commercial fishing industry. Whether you're new to the business or an old hand, there are some things to keep in mind when signing on to that new job. KDLG's Shaylin Cochran has more.
Commercial fishing has always been risky business. Aside from being one of the most dangerous fields of work, the small, private nature of most employers brings its own challenges. You don't have to spend much time at the boatyard to hear stories of preseason deals gone awry after the nets have been put away. And some of those stories make their way to Nelson San Juan, too. He coordinates the seafood employment program for the state of Alaska.
Sometimes, they're not able to make a lot of money because of the season. It's a Mother Nature's call. And then sometimes they'll be surprised that they deducted some money, like for the food and gasoline. And those are all included in the contract. And a lot of times, they'll say that, I didn't make any money this year. Some people that are working on the processing land made more money than I made, Those are the issues that we get across every year.
Having a signed contract and understanding exactly what it says are key in protecting yourself. But San Juan says simply asking around about potential employers is the best way to make sure you get a fair deal.
In a small town like Dillingham or Naknek or King Salmon, they pretty much know each other in that area. So make sure that they talk to other people and ask for that person's reputations or owner of the boat reputations.
The state has plenty of resources online for vessel workers and processors at jobs.ak.gov, or San Juan's office is available for assistance as well at 907-269-4708. In Dillingham, I'm Shaylin Cochran.
That's just about it for tonight's Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. We're out of time. The marine weather forecast, though, before we go, out here in the doldrums, east winds of 10 knots, seas just 2 feet. Tomorrow, east 10 knots, seas 2. Tomorrow night, east 10, seas 2. And Thursday, east 10, seas 2. No change in that forecast through at least the weekend. From Port Hyde to Cape Sarachef tonight, southeast 20 knots, seas 3. Tomorrow, east winds 20 knots, seas 3. And tomorrow night, east 15, seas 3. Also, no change in that forecast for the foreseeable future. Keep in touch with us by email, fish@kdlg.org. 907-842-5281 is the number to call. The mailbag is empty tonight. Hopefully, we'll have more to pass along tomorrow. Catch our replays at 10 and 2 a.m. I'm Dave Benninger. This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Good night.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report was made possible in part by the Bristol Bay Fisheries Association, advocating for fishermen. More information at bristolbayfishermen.org.